950 KMAN.
Just kind of remind us about the Prairie Run and the three different races involved, if you could.
Yeah, good morning. As you said, 32nd year. The event actually consists of three different runs. There's a 10-mile, a 5-mile, and a 2-mile. First thing I want to point out is we start at 6 o'clock. Just have to be there before 6 because we're running at 6. The 10 and 5-mile both start at 6, and the 2-mile starts at 6:10. The 10-mile heads out from King Field House on Main Post, goes out to the Ogden Gate and back. 5-mile goes half that distance and back, and then the 2-mile just goes out 1 mile and back, and everything starts and finishes at King Field House.
And, of course, on July 22nd. So, in other words, if they get there 5 minutes late, they're just out of luck.
That's correct, unfortunately. Yeah, we will have pre-registration that morning from 5 to 5:45 a.m., but you need to be... It would help to be pre-registered, but if not, there is same-day registration from 5 to 5:45.
And I know since this is a 32nd year, how did the event get started?
Just a way to get the civilian runners and the military. Everybody runs together. It's a pretty diverse group. We've had a certain group from K-State has run in the past. We've had people from up to 6 different states have come in and run. So it gives everybody a chance to participate together.
I do want to remind our listeners, too, as always, phone lines are open. If you do have questions or comments for our Fort Riley folks today, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. But, of course, back to the Prairie Run, and you mentioned some of the groups that have participated in the past. How, you know, who can participate, and kind of explain how that works.
Everybody can. We've had even kids in the event. I will point out that all three events are competitive, though. They are not fun runs. We do some fun runs throughout the year, but this particular event is not considered a fun run, so there's no bicycles, skateboards, that sort of thing.
Pretty serious race, then.
Yes, and it's also the 10-miler is one of the two events we have as a qualifier for the Army 10-miler team that represents Fort Riley in Washington, D.C. in October. So those runners are right in with everybody else, but the active duty that are assigned to Fort Riley that run in the 10-miler, their times are merged with times from a previous qualifier we had in June, and then those times are put together to form the Army 10-miler team.
Now, how do you go about picking your team from Fort Riley for that 10-miler?
I'm not the direct person that picks, but they look at the times and the availability, and then they decide if they're going to have, for instance, a men's team and a women's, or co-ed and men's, or just kind of based on the times and the availability.
Now, I know 10 miles by itself is a little bit of a challenge, but is the course pretty challenging?
Well, I drive it all the time, and it's not bad, but running, yes, I think it probably would be. We actually end, it's a very small incline, but we actually end on an incline, and a lot of the real runners actually like that. So there's a little bit of hill, a little bit of slope to it, but it's all a paved course. I would like to point out we have water points at every mile. We have DES supports us out there with the military police. We have boss soldiers out there, a sponsor unit. So you'll see signs and people from the start to the finish.
Any idea how many participants, kind of where they come from?
Mostly from the local area, but like I said, we have had people from out of state come. Primarily, it's active duty, and then there's a dependent population on Fort Riley, Manhattan Junction City runners. We're looking at approximately maybe 125 plus this year.
That's quite a few folks, and that's kind of what you've averaged in the past?
We've had a few more in years past when conditions were a little bit different, but for right now, yes, that's about what we're averaging.
Doesn't matter if it's 100 degrees or...
No, that's why we're going at 6 o'clock. It'll probably be the earliest ending event on Fort Riley this year that I can think of, because we plan an awards ceremony sometime approximately in the 8 o'clock to 8:15 time frame. So... participants can be home in time for a late breakfast.
Very good. Now, you mentioned a little bit about the course when we were talking about the 10-miler, maybe the course for each race and what it kind of looks like.
Sure. The 10-miler, as I said, leaves King Fieldhouse and ends up going out. There's a shop quick by the hospital on Main Post and goes out to the Ogden Gate. There's some hills. There's no extremely large hills. It's all paved. And the 5-mile follows the exact same course. And they just turn around at the 2.5-mile point. We have somebody out there for traffic control. And the 2-mile race, they just go out 1 mile and back. But that one as well is a competitive run.
And I know that if runners haven't already registered, how do they go about doing that? What's involved with that?
That's through armymwr.com. That they register only online ahead of time or on site with credit card the morning of from 5 to 5:45. We're not taking cash the morning of, but pre-register online, then you could have your, when you get there that morning, we'll have the race bib. And for those that registered by July 5th, they get a t-shirt. And for those after July 5th, they get a water bottle. So and everybody gets to run and then get some commemorative piece after the event.
Where does the money go, and how much are we talking about to register?
It's $20 to register right now. It was $15 for the early registration. It offsets some of the awards, and then we also pay professional timing, which is a lot different than it used to be for us. We used to have to hand time it and pull off sweaty bibs and stick them to a piece of paper, and that did not work nearly as well as this does. We use Manhattan Running Company, who have been fantastic for us. Everything we have up to the second result, so we can immediately have an award ceremony after the event, and all works out well.
It sounds like pre-registration is recommended, but can they still register that? I think you mentioned earlier they need to be there bright and early if they're going to try to do
right.
that.
Right. They can pre-register from 5 to 5:45, but if they want to be all set when they show up, they could go to the armymwr.com site, and that'll direct them to a ChronoTrack site, which takes all their electronic registration, and then that is all encrypted in their bib. So when they cross the line, it's a chip timing. So when they cross the line to start and cross the line to stop, then the timing starts and stops.
I think you mentioned, too, water, first aid, all those other types of services as you have with any kind of race of this nature, I would
sure.
guess.
Sure. We'll have some fruit and water before they go out, and then water at every mile. We also have a civilian that will be roving the course with some extra water. The military police are out roving and at traffic control points, so you'll see somebody pretty much along the entire route.
And this time of year, that water is pretty crucial.
Yeah, that's why part of the reason we started at 6 was just to get it that much earlier.
How do people get more information? I know we've covered a lot of territory here, but anything else you're wanting to emphasize?
That same website, the armymwr.com, it'll pop right up the 10-5-2 Prairie Run, and if you click in that, it'll tell you more about registering and so forth.
And being the 32nd year, I mean, this has really become a tradition. And I imagine things have changed up a little bit each year, or it's kind of grown.
It has. Like. Well, the biggest is the electronic timing. Like I said, we used to literally use pens and pencils and duct tape, and that didn't work nearly as well as the electronic timing does. A lot of people come back year after year for it. We have calls from people that have retired from Fort Riley and still want to come back to it. So that makes us feel good about the event.
Well, I guess before we wrap up with you today here, Reed, just one more time when those races begin, and you better be there on that by that time.
I'm happy to point that out so somebody doesn't come late. It's the races actually start at 6, so we'll start. You'll see people around. We'll have a DJ out there, and we will actually be out there somewhere by 4:30 or so, but you'll start seeing people congregate approximately 5 o'clock in the 5:30 area.
Do we need to remind people about getting on post, anything they need to know that way?
They do need their license registration to come through. I've tried to set it up ahead of time, so when they come through as an event, they just mentioned that they're with the 10-5-2.
Okay, very good. Well, again, we've had Reed Scott with us, Sports Program Coordinator, Directorate of Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation at Fort Riley. We're going to go ahead and go to a break. We come back, Patrick Birch, Fort Riley, also. We'll be talking about anti-terrorism, and Patrick is the Fort Riley anti-terrorism officer, so he's going to share with us some information. It's time to have a bit more awareness about that. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.